The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Our pleasure to talk to Father Paul Kramer again. We get that opportunity once a month. He is quite a spokesman, quite a voice, quite a mind. He understands so much about what's going on with the Catholic Church, organized religion in general, and certainly, as you know by now, the third prophecy of Fatima, which is apparently unrolling before our very eyes, as far as we know. We don't have a verbatim printout of it, but we've got men, a few men on the planet who claim to have knowledge of it, and Father Kramer certainly does. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Thank you for getting up. He is in the UK. We always appreciate that. We're looking at a world, Father Kramer, that shows every sign of crumbling, quite literally in places, but figuratively in most, economically, politically, certainly spiritually, socially, morally. We look over here at what Disney has become. Poor Walt Disney, if he is aware of any of this, I pity him, because they have turned Disney into a pedophile's sanctuary, if not mainline promotional implement. It's terrible. What we see is really the end of white Western Christian civilization. That was the target. Western Europe, the UK, the US, Canada, New Zealand, Australia. Those were the first targets. I don't know what the second wave targeting is yet. Maybe I'll find out. But this indeed was the first wave target. This was it. And we see the damage that has been done to Europe and America. It's really not even quantifiable. It's enormous. It's huge. So how does it look to you, my friend?
Well, when you speak of the first wave, there will be a second wave and a third wave. As I've said before, it's represented in Scripture as the Tower of Babel, and it will not be allowed to be completed. Because what will be the second wave and the third wave? Well, I think it can be expressed in the words of Karl Marx. When he was asked, why do you want to destroy all of the countries of the world? And he answered in the affirmative. He didn't deny it. What he said was, he gave the reason why, and he said, because in the year 70 AD, the general Titus destroyed my country.
Oh, really? He said that?
He said that, yes.
So he considers himself a biblical Jew, we'll say. He traces his genetics, his ancestry, all the way back. At least that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, see, he certainly doesn't identify with the prophets Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Elijah. Not by any means. He's against everything they stood for.
Right, right. Well, that's very interesting. I had not heard that before.
And it was an interesting book written about him. Was Karl Marx a Satanist by a pastor, Richard Wurmbrandt.
Was Karl Marx a Satanist? And we only had to open the first page to get the obvious answer, I would say.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, the answer is there. It's in his own writings. It's in his own writings that he was a member of that sect of Satanists.
Right. You know, we have people today all over the place who seek to push that information and knowledge like that aside, just ignore it, and at their own peril. They're going down. There are a lot of people who are not going to survive this first wave, and you know that as well as most all of our listeners. I mean, they've taken the shot. We could call the mark. Some have taken five and six of them, for God's sakes. And they're on the way out. They're dying. They don't feel well, Father Kramer. They feel lousy. They don't leave the house as much as they used to. They've quit their jobs. They don't feel well because they are, in fact, dying. Slowly but surely dying through a number of mechanisms, which I'm not going to waste time here explaining. We've done that so many times in other hours of the program. But let me jump, if I might, to the Vatican and the performance of the faux pope, this Argentine pedophile. That's me speaking, not Father Kramer. I think the guy is a creep. I think he is as bad as anybody can be. And I think he is in there through the most false of pretenses, which we've discussed before on this program with Father Kramer. So what is his performance like? How do you see him right now? And what do you expect the script to call for?
Well, he is a very slick operator. He's speaking about the war between Russia and Ukraine in such a manner that as if he were softening his stance about Russia, but he really isn't.
He's playing peacemaker. And yes, he's a liar. He's a fraud. I just do not like that man in any way, shape, or form.
Yes, indeed, he is a fraud. What he's planning to do is, and this is what, unfortunately, most Catholics don't understand. And it doesn't concern only Catholics. It concerns all people who believe in God. Because they think that this man represents the Catholic Church, and he does not. And what he intends to do is he's in the process of instituting a new religion, a false religion, something that is entirely opposed to Christianity. And the religion that he's instituting is not something of his own making. He's buying it. He's bought into something that's been out there for a long time. There was
who put this construct together, this faux religion that he's obviously sidling up to and beginning to promote? Who did it?
It is the religion of Freemasonry, but that's there's been so much written about it. I want to get into something more concrete. Speaking about this religion, who is actually implementing it? Who's in charge of it now? And the answer, of course, was given by a bishop, a Catholic bishop, by the name of Michael Shuyans. Now, he just died, I think, last month or the previous April or May. He died very recently. But during the reign of Pope John Paul II, he was sent with the he was made part of the Vatican delegation to the United Nations. And while he was with the Vatican delegation, he conducted a great deal of research into what are the true purposes, the true ends of the United Nations. What are they really about?
Right.
And what I have to say about Bishop Schuyen is the first is to preface what I'm going to say about him is he was a man with multiple doctoral degrees, a professor at the Leuven University in Belgium and some other universities. So here's a man who was a professor in multiple universities, a man with multiple doctorates, a very highly learned man, who was very highly competent in conducting research and doing analyses. Mm-hmm. And he was the author of a good number of books. I mean, he wrote many books, far more than I've ever written, that's for sure. And so this is the caliber of man we're speaking of, not someone with the proverbial tinfoil hat.
Got it.
He wrote a book. It's called The Hidden Fates of the United Nations. And in there, he outlines their agenda. And I'm perhaps not doing justice to it. I haven't read it from cover to cover. I've looked at it. I've downloaded it into my phone, but I have difficulty reading off of that kind of a device. But I've read enough of it, and I've also read reviews about it and other presentations on the book, and I've inspected the book myself to get a firsthand idea of what from the very source itself. What is in that book is well documented. Is that the agenda can be summed up in 4 points. They are the ones who want to establish a new world order. And today, what we see being called the Great Reset, this is just something that is being done to promote that idea. The same super rich billionaires who control these think tanks and non-governmental organizations are the ones who control the United Nations. Now, what they want to do is implement a policy, what they call reproductive health.
Okay.
Now, that is point number two, and it's ordered toward point number one. Point number one is population control and population reduction. So they want to reduce the population. They want to have a world government, and the world government will reduce the population. And one of the things they're going to do is point two to promote that is what they call reproductive health, which is a contraception, abortion,
sterilization, spaying, neutering, whatever you wish to call it, and they're doing it. My God, they've now sanctioned these death injections for little babies, 6 months of age, up to 5 years. Three shots they're allowing them to have. They'll be dead by their sixth birthday. This is crazy. But that's their agenda. Go ahead, please.
Yes, and before I get to the third point, I mentioned there is a newspaper here in Ireland called the Irish Light. It's published by Gemma Doherty, and she is very highly informed about these topics we're discussing.
Right.
And she warns that here in Ireland, they are preparing to go back into these lockdowns again later this year. That is, people in this country, the people are so blind, their source of information is the television.
Oh, well, as someone once said, they're advanced, skillful screen watchers. That's what they do. And they don't interact. They react. If they do anything, they open their mind, which goes into an altered state, and the information, the propaganda, pours right into their subconscious and takes up residence. There's nothing going on by way of a two-way interaction. These people are just like deer staring into a headlights.
Well, you have official government statistics and figures now. Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and United States, that shows very conclusively that the vaccines have a negative immunity.
Yeah.
So what they do is that the people who are more fully vaccinated, whether you have one injection, you have a higher infection rate than people who are unvaccinated. You have two injections, even more so. Boosters, three and four, the more injections you get, the higher the rate of infection.
And if I might, Father Kramer, let me tell you why. Very simply, the immune system of the individual involved is knocked down further and further with every injection. And it only takes one or two to literally decertify them as being immunologically functional adults or children. Their immune system is gone. The Germans found out that people with two shots had only 12% of their immune system left. They have AIDS, not HIV/AIDS, but they have AIDS, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. They've got no way to fight back, and they are being overrun with diseases, some of which have never been seen before. We're seeing things that just don't happen. And we track this very carefully here. So your point is very well taken.
Well, Pfizer, the documents that came out from Pfizer show that Pfizer was aware of this. And for them, this was a good selling point, because by destroying the immune system this way, the people will become even more and more dependent on vaccines, which is to say, for the brief period of partial immunity that you get, they're going to the trade-off is that they completely destroy their immune system, and the end result is you're going to be more susceptible than you were without the injection.
Correct.
And total deaths, for example, in Canada and Australia, New Zealand, the total deaths, the death rate for the whether it be from the side effects of the injection, whether it be from COVID infection, total deaths are exponentially higher. And again, on the graph, it's like a 45-degree angle rising. The line is rising at a 45-degree angle. Those who have one injection, two injections, three injections, four injections, the more injections you get, the more unexpected deaths that you're going to get, deaths from all causes. That is
the
bottom line.
All you have to do is read your local obituaries wherever you are, ladies and gentlemen, in your town, your area, your city, and just read them. You'll see. I don't call it a vax. It's a bioweapon. These are bioweapon deaths, and it'll be such and such died suddenly, such and such died in his or her sleep, such and such died after a very short illness. Such and such died unexpectedly. These are all vax deaths, every one of them. But the news media won't report it, so we know the game.
But people are watching television. They're listening to they're on the drive to work. They're listening to the radio,
yep.
And the story they're getting is that the vaccine protects them. You have families here in Ireland. They refuse to allow people to enter their house, even their own relatives and family members. They won't let them into the house if they've not been vaccinated, because they're afraid that the unvaccinated people are the ones who might be carriers of the disease. As we know very well, the whole idea of asymptomatic carriers is a fraud. There's no such thing. But people here still believe it. And the people here don't seem to understand that the far more likely candidates to infect you with COVID are not the unvaccinated, but the more fully vaccinated you are, the higher chance
Correct.
You are that you have of catching the disease.
Oh, you've got a wheelbarrow of diseases you're ready to dump off on somebody. Yes.
And they've got more vaccines coming, and through the while everyone is sleeping, as it were, mentally asleep, through the United Nations, they're passing legislation to make these vaccinations mandatory.
Well, I hope they don't go that far, but, you know, the sky's the limit with these crazy people. And the agenda remains the same. Depopulation. Number one and only. This shot, this contrivance, this construct of death and evil was put together, was designed, was tested, and now deployed to do only one thing, Father, and that is to kill people. That's all it does. That's all it does. Your point was excellent earlier. It gives you, some people say, a small window of increased enhanced immunity, but after that, it's over. It's done. You have no more immune system. Done.
But now there's no longer any excuse because the figures are out there. The governments have published the statistics showing how dangerous are these vaccines, how they do the opposite of what they are presented to do, that they are actually killing people and making them catch these diseases and die from other causes. They are, instead of preventing people from dying, they're bringing about death. They have no excuse because what are the government officials doing? They're still pushing these vaccines, but they're doing it knowingly. They know that these vaccines kill, but they are still pushing them. And they're still trying to make them mandatory in this country and in other countries.
Absolutely correct. 100%.
They all deserve to be hanged. That's all I can say.
I honestly think that's too good a fate for them. I'd like to see them shot up with their own vaccines, their own bioweapons, and then just left to die in agony. That would be, I think, more appropriate than hanging them. Too quick, too clean. This is pure, abject, satanic evil on the planet, Father Kramer. There's, in my humble opinion, that's the way I see it. Hold on just a minute, if you would, and we'll be right back with Father Paul Kramer in a minute. Okay, welcome back. And as all of you know, there is an all-out war against children to destroy their childhood innocence, their fun, their attempts to learn about morality. It's all being attacked ruthlessly through the media, most especially. But not only through that. We have these things over here, Father Kramer, called drag queens. You know what they are. They're men dressed up as hideous caricatures of women who are pedophiles, and they read books to children. And there are an awful lot of parents that think that's really cool and that's fun, and they take their kids to these drag queen readathons. And now we have the Michigan alcoholic lesbian attorney general says that he or she, I don't know what it is, I'll bet it doesn't even know what it is either. He or she wants a drag queen in every school in the state. It's almost preposterously absurd and should be laughed at and dismissed, but it's real. This is really going on. And in Florida today, where's this story here? Hold on, let me find it. I just saw it. 56 arrested in massive pedophile ring bust in Florida. Here's another one. I mentioned Disney earlier. Disney's Perverted, made by Pixar, new cartoon, whatever it is, it's animated. It's called Lightyear, banned now in 14 countries over the gay kiss scene. They're just not missing a chance. It's in the textbooks now in elementary schools. Various sexual positions. They're teaching sexual depravity to little one, first and second graders. These kids are, they don't have a chance. They don't have a chance. A lot of them. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Sexual diversity, that is the third plank of this agenda of the United Nations. And again, it fits in with the other two, again, with population control, because the sexual function is now to be considered as just in a very, how should I say, incidental manner, that it has something to do with reproduction.
Casual, recreational, not given its historic position in culture and society as the means of keeping the species alive. It's a recreation.
Yes. It's a total inversion. It's a, that human sexuality exists for far more important things they consider than the animal function of reproduction. But the thing is, this is what propagates the race, and this fits in perfectly with the idea of population reduction. That human sexuality has nothing to do with the population, with the propagation of the race and maintaining population. But if you want to exterminate a large portion of the human race, then you invert the moral values to make sex exist for something entirely different. That sex has nothing to do with reproduction. That it's just some accidental function that you try to eliminate as much as possible using contraceptives and things like that, even abortion, to prevent reproduction. Because as far as they're concerned, the moral values are that sex has far, far more relevant and meaningful functions than that mere animal function of reproduction. That's the way they look at it. And again, we see the spirit of Karl Marx, the Satanist, in the United Nations agenda there. In one of his poems, he wrote, "I will crush humanity under the force of my enduring curses." This is how you crush humanity. You crush humanity through perversion. Yeah. Through coercive sterilization and genocidal bioweapons, eliminate humanity. This is how you crush humanity. This is the very embodiment of the agenda of Karl Marx in action. We see through the United Nations,
right? And without getting to be too medically gross. They're now talking about uterine transplantation into males. And somebody yesterday, I had a story on it, said that women indeed have a right to have a prostate exam every year. Women! So they're twisting it into almost unrecognizability. There are no boundaries. There are no limits anymore.
And where is this all leading? Well, it leads to the fourth point. That the United Nations will institute a global religion. And this is where Francis comes in. Because just by pure coincidence, does it happen to be that Jorge Bergoglio just happens to be promoting religious values and doctrines, which are exactly that religion, which will be the one world religion, described in that book Exposing the United Nations by Bishop Michael Schuyens. It just by pure coincidence that Bergoglio uses the camouflage of counterfeit Christianity. He gives some lip service to create some window dressing for what he considers to be the synodal reform of the Catholic Church, which is in fact to destroy the Catholic Church and replace it with a new religion, which is the one world religion of the United Nations, which is founded on the idea of nature worship. Now, people who understand Satanism know that the outer porch of Satanism, the entry portal, is the worship of nature. It begins with nature worship, and it terminates with worship of Satan. It is a satanic. It is leading to a global satanic cult is what they want to impose on the world. That ultimately they want to replace the worship of God with the worship of the devil. But they won't come out and tell you this openly, of course.
No.
But that is the ultimate. That is the ultimate aim. And of course, anyone who is familiar with the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation, they will understand exactly where this is all leading. So this is what we can expect. And on every point, the new religion being promoted by Jorge Bergoglio, who is supposedly the Pope of the Catholic Church, happens to be a new religion that is an old heresy, the ancient heresy of Gnosticism, mm-hmm. of this occultist Gnosticism, satanic devilry, which aims to exterminate Catholicism. And that it is an attack on everything that is of God. And this is the reform that Bergoglio wants to bring about in the Catholic Church, which is to completely invert religion, to turn it away from the worship of God, and it will eventually be a satanic, a Luciferian cult.
Correct. Understood.
Under the guise of the worship of nature, it's expressed philosophically in the system of Spinoza, Benedict Spinoza, or as he called himself, Baruch Spinoza.
Mm-hmm.
And what he referred to as God is Deus sive natura, which is to say God, nature or God. God or nature. God and nature are interchangeable. God is nature. And that is what they want to do to make the earth something sacred. And this is Bergoglio's Mother Earth worship. This is why he brought in the Mother Earth worship, the Pachamama idol into the Vatican, he sponsored this pagan Mother Earth worship inside the Vatican. It is a blasphemy against everything Christian, and yet
everything, yeah.
Yet people are still taken in by this idea that this man is the Pope of the Catholic Church, and it is impossible for such a man to be a Pope.
Nicely said, and completely true. Now I have heard rumor that in order for him to be able to pull this off, he's got to get rid of somehow the College of Cardinals or the higher ranking bishops who remember the old ways. Look how we're talking. And that all of the Vatican has been forcibly injected with these bioweapon shots up through the rank of bishop. Do you know anything about that? They're trying to get rid of them. And this is one way they're going to do it. They want the old school gone.
But they're selective about who gets the so-called vaccine,
yes.
the bioweapon, and who gets the placebo.
Yes. Correct.
The heads of state that are working with them, they're getting a placebo. They're not getting the bioweapon.
Correct. How does this term? Go ahead, finish up, please.
I'm sure Bill Gates didn't take the death injection.
Not a chance. No chance. No, none of the movers and shakers did. None of them. How many have you seen sick? How many have you seen reportedly down with a blood clot or whatever? None of them. No, they don't get the shot. They get saline. That's all. Somebody just wrote in and said it's called Talmudic Judaism. How does that thought strike you?
I have written about this in my books. Talmudism is something entirely, how should I say, that has come to entirely saturate this rabbinical Judaism that is entirely saturated with the ideas of Kabbalism, Kabbalah.
Got it.
That is Gnosticism. That is Gnosticism. That is not the religion of the prophets. That is not the religion of Jeremiah, Isaiah, Elijah. No. Remember, Elijah had the contest with the priests of Baal. And they were slain. Remember, the fire from heaven came down and devoured the priests.
Yeah.
And the priests of Baal were slain. Well, that inverted religion, that anti-religion of Kabbalah, which saturates Talmudism, they have completely inverted the religion of the prophets, the Judaism of the Old Testament, and turned it into something that is against the law of Moses, against the prophets. It's entirely opposed to what were the biblical Jewish values. That's why I find it intolerable that anyone who points this out is labeled as an anti-Semite. And I take particular offense about that because my own ancestors, the Kramers, going back into the 19th century, they were Jews. I am certainly not opposed to people of Jewish ethnicity because of their race, because I am of that race too.
Sure.
Partially.
Yeah.
My ancestors, I got my surname, Kramer, I got from my Jewish ancestors.
Right.
So I find it particularly offensive when I point this out. They'll say, "Well, that you hate Jews." Well, no, it's racist.
Or worse, you're a self-hating Jew, etc. Come on, this is getting nutty.
Well, the same accusation would have to be hurled against the prophets.
Yeah, I could see that. Yep. This is heading toward a tumultuous and rather horrific first stage conclusion. It's moving in that direction inexorably. What is your take? We have about 5 minutes left. What do you see the next year, two, three maybe, if we're around that long? What do you see that looking like?
Well, I think the agenda that we see unfolding is going to have a change in direction because it's happened many times in history before, because there is going to be a world war. It doesn't take a prophet to see that world war is coming. There will be war between the NATO countries and Russia. There will be a world war.
I concur. I think it's rather clear. In fact, it's blatantly clear that the so-called West is pushing Russia without no cessation into a nuclear posture, and something's going to happen. Whether it's triggered by a Western false flag event or not is irrelevant, but we are headed toward a nuclear conflict. How it will take shape, I don't know, but it is going to happen. I don't see any other way, and I'm not. I don't have your. Go ahead.
What is what has been taking place in Ukraine is the beginning.
Correct.
But light the fuse that will ignite the Third World War, I think it will be in the Middle East. It will be with the presence of Russia and Syria, perhaps, but it will come from there.
Iran, a massive attack on Iran, tens of millions dead. Anything's possible after that, sure.
Yes, I see Iran. I see Syria and Iran.
Yes.
Events in that region will actually set off the powder keg of war. But the process for leading into the world war has already begun in Ukraine.
I concur. Well, look, Zelensky, the question has to be asked by any intelligent seeker of wisdom, who's pulling his strings? Who's he working for? And you must follow the money, you must follow the power, and then you'll understand better. This is headed toward exactly what you've said. A lot of people are going to die in this. How many? I don't know. Will it be full-out nuclear war? Will it be a partial? Will it be something a little exotic, like underwater nuclear weapons to drive 2,000-foot-tall tsunamis onto the American East Coast, West Coast, Gulf Coast, overrunning the entirety of the UK, basically, with a tsunami? That's another possibility, because they wouldn't be throwing up so much dirt and debris into the sky and have to worry about a nuclear winter for 10 years if they use the water to do the majority of the work. So this is all wild. It's being gamed on supercomputers right now, every day, around the clock. They're constantly updating their information. And we'll see soon enough, I believe.
And the incredible thing is that the world war is going to kill fewer people than what the World Economic Forum and those people intend to kill. If without the world war, more would be exterminated than will be exterminated by the war.
Interesting. Yeah, I can see that. This is when you look at it, and you look at Ukraine, and you look at subhumans, non-humans like Hunter Biden, and you understand that the total now of bioweapons laboratories acknowledged by the U.S. Department of Defense and the Pentagon is 45 laboratories there. And not all making bioweapons, but the great majority of them certainly were involved in that research. No question. Now we get a story today that the Ukrainian-Russian residents of Donbass have been subjected to some very strange maladies and other issues of ill health that came from these labs. These labs are just, they're death, all of them. They're designed to do one thing, kill people, same thing. Bioweapons labs, 45 of them, give or take. That's a lot.
And with all these bioweapons labs, we're still being told that the COVID virus is something that probably jumps species from bats through another species.
I know. I'd laugh at it, but it is so damn morbid and miserable and ugly. It's hard to laugh. It's not even fitting for what they call black humor. Yes, and the people tragically are going right along with it. And there may be a number of reasons for that. We could go into that in another discussion, but the people are not standing up, rising up.
It's all hypothesis because they haven't found this other species. It's all conjecture. It's all speculation as to how this disease started with the virus and the bats, and they came to humans. It's all speculation. There's not
cheap
one
fiction.
Shred of evidence.
No, none. Cheap fiction.
Not one shred of evidence.
Correct. No, just garbage. And unfortunately, when you own the media and the people stare at their screens, you've got a pretty captive audience, and you can keep repeating the same lie over and over again, and it begins to have traction. That's their game. Wow.
Well, it's as the writer Hilaire Belloc once wrote, we must never, never doubt what nobody is sure about.
Oh, very good. Very good. All right, Reverend Paul Kramer, thank you again for being here. That's always a pleasure. I get a lot of wonderful email and great appreciation to you. So keep up the good work. Be safe, and we will look forward to talking to you next month.
Oh, very good. Okay, then.
Okay. Get some sleep. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, Reverend Paul Kramer in the UK. And another excellent conversation. We will be back.